here at the Edinburgh Fringe with you and I, and I'm talking to...
Natano from Cass's Circus.
And I'm counting 5, 10, 14 stars.
14 stars.
And but let's get more specific. A stunning depiction of life, love, trust and balance. Deeply felt, visually stunning. There's another one. It is calm and gentle enough to feel... Oh, God, what's the rest of that?
Feel the heartbeat of the performance.
Well, okay, so tell me why you got that number of stars.
Well, it's a beautiful show. This is a show about Jesse and Lockie, who are my fellow directors. My company's called Cass's Circus, and we brought shows here previously called Knee Deep and Driftwood. And this year, it's a two-hander. And it's a story about the love of these two men. They met in the circus. They eventually started a company together in the circus. And now we tour the world with circus. And this is how they depict their love life from a time when they weren't. We were illegal to be married in Australia. More recently, that's been legalized, so now they're legally married. And they translate this into a contemporary circus context.
And the moment when that piece was born as an idea?
At the moment, it's actually been manifesting for a long time. So Jesse and Lockie have always wanted to make a duo show together whilst we toured all our five-hander or four-hander shows for the last 7 years. They always wanted to showcase their love for each other on stage, and they do that sporadically through our other productions, but this is now a main feature. In terms of a LGBTQI themed show, if that's the way to put it, it isn't typical in terms of what you will see normally with a lot of queer shows, you know, a lot of loudness and greatness and backflips and cabaret styles. This is actually a very gentle approach. It's a contemporary circus, so there's everything from chair stacking, and they basically live in a yurt in Australia, and then they brought half the set. The set is actually in a yurt in their home. Yeah. So that's like they're travelling with their yurt home.
And for new fringe goers, and for people on the planet Earth, LGBTQI shows do not require an LGBTQI audience. Anyone can
absolutely
go and love this work.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, love is love. It's between two people, regardless, or three. You know, I know they're not there, but it's just about acceptance, and it's just about, like everyone else, they yearn to belong to someone or just be happy. And in this case, Jesse and Lockie just want to be together without qualm. Mm.
And in terms of then, I mean, it's such a beautiful thought. We want to showcase our love. What does that look like in the devising room?
Well, it's you know, Jesse and Lockie are very transparent about their love for each other. Everything from us going to have a drink together to training acrobatics on the floor, they're just in love, and not like soppy, climbing all over each other, hugging each other like 16-year-old kids, but just always doting on each other. So on the floor, because acrobatics or duo or adagio, I don't know if you know terminology with circus, a lot of carrying each other, lifting each other. There is this need for trust and this need for connection. And when you are really, really connected and care for that person, the work has exceeds another level. So you'll see that with you and I. They do everything from double trapeze to standing on each other's heads to throwing each other about to hula hooping together. But regardless of all that extreme skill, it's still at the end of the day just this amazing chemistry and bond.
I guess also... There is a process where you have set pieces and set skills,
yes.
But then there's a process of discovery of what you haven't done before.
Well, that's right. That's right. And then in this case, this Edinburgh Fringe this year is actually you and I's premiere. So we are discovering a lot of new things about not only acrobatic skills or devising, but we're also discovering new elements in terms of their relationship and how or what things relate to people on stage.
Yeah.
We found that some people, like in the most simplest moments where they're just standing still on stage, is where it's quite poignant for people. And meanwhile, prior to that or preceding that, they've just done a handstand act with for 5 minutes, you know.
Tell me about you.
My name is Natano, and I am co-director of Cass's Circus. I'm of Samoan descent, so that's a little dot in the middle of the Pacific. I'm an acrobat also. But in this case, this year, this is the first Edinburgh Fringe after 7 years that I'm not a performer, but I'm the creative producer for you and I.
Mm. But in your role as a director, when people are in discovery and devising, where are you?
It's an interesting thing. So the way Cassis works, it's a three-way. So Jesse, Lockie, and myself are the directors. So it's actually, we are three components that are vital for creation. So it's a lot of bouncing off each other. I'm not the director. In fact, predominantly this piece was directed and had to be directed by Jesse and Lockie, because it's a very personal story. It's about their love. And my job is to also, with a producer hat, is to sit outside that, think about the wants and needs of the market, think what I feel when I see those pieces and whether they resonate with me, and then share those with them so that it helps steer the direction. But it's actually quite an organic and fluid process that we create. What feels right usually stays. Yeah.
Is the slightly, I'm going to call them, impatient fringe audience in Edinburgh that different to an audience in Australia?
Yes. Yeah, there's a difference. I wouldn't say one's better or worse than the other. In fact, I find the audiences here in Edinburgh Fringe hugely supportive. I mean, apart from, I believe, the work being a beautiful one, we have standing ovations every night, every day, sorry. It's a 3 o'clock show. People are jumping to the feet. Some people are still remaining in the seat crying and wiping away their tears. People are taking away, you and I, real personal experiences, which has been a great gauge. In terms of Australia, we have not so much a big arts industry, or I wouldn't say, you know, sport predominates over there. But we still have a small industry in Australia that really are massively supportive. And Jesse and Lockie are really renowned in Australia for their art. And so there's quite a big pride for this work going out there at the moment here in Scotland.
Final question. Yes. In a way, this is an artistic question, although it's a bit personal. Can you give me a number between 5 and 18?
7. Oh, no. Yeah, 7.
Yeah, 7. The 7-year-old version of you meets you now. What do you think they think of the grown-up version?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the 7 years ago is when I formed this company.
But this is you at 7.
As a 7-year-old. Yeah. I'm a Samoan acrobat who started becoming an acrobat at 30. There was no way I perceived this was going to be a thing. I wanted to be, I wanted to play soccer.
So they're going to be surprised.
Oh, massively surprised. Samoan acrobat. I actually don't know if there are any other Samoan acrobats, to be honest.
Wow, I love the thought of someone being daunted by their older self. Thanks so much for talking to us.
No worries. Thank you.